Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, you guys. I know most of you are going around saying, oh, happy Easter, happy Easter. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. I know thousands want to hear how to make their lives better, but we have a topic for you this morning, and it is, did Jesus rise for me? And we have that topic because I already know, our host, co-host know, you don't want to hear about 1876. You weren't here then. You don't want to hear about the Red Sea parting. You've already heard that. Many have heard that. No change. But you want to hear something that has to do with you. And if you've noticed, every topic that we have been on, it's been about you. The questions have been about you. You don't want to hear nothing else. And the world has proven it. Look out your door. Look out your window. So we're not coming to you with anything antediluvian. Do you feel me? Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's about you. It's about you and where you're headed in your life. It's about you. Why are you here? And I think that's why this show has such a popularity there, because anybody want to hear about history, go back to college, go back to school, take your history course. Let's not be a fool. It is now. It is now. The old adage where they say, oh, thank you, I've heard about that, But what about me? What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with my family? And I learned that, you know, many of you know that I'm a former Jehovah's Witness. And in 30 years, I surely have learned a lot. What to say, what not to even talk about. When them householders open that door up, it is about them. They don't want to hear nothing else. And that's why right now we're at a 12% drop with Christianity in America. They've heard all of that. Many of them have left saying it hasn't done them any good. And I could go on and on and that. But since this is the ending of the Easter week, our topic today is, did Jesus rise for me? Jesus and me. That's where we're at today. We're not trying to go anywhere else that no one else can go. No one else can go. But did Jesus rise for me? And, of course, we have Colonel Harrison on with us. She's been a co-host. We're going into almost 300 episodes. And the proof certainly is in the – I know his heart and my heart, we wish we could do more. But at least we're giving you the undiluted word of God. Did Jesus rise for me? Everyone running this weekend is going to be talking about it. He rose on the third day. What does that have to do with you? Did he rise for me? What do I do because he rose on the third day? Come on, y'all preachers. That's why, hey, most of you are closed up. And some of you getting ready to close. Talk to the people for real. Did Jesus rise for me? Colonel Harrison, I want you to start us off answering that because, like I just said, it's the end of the Holy Week, and people need to know they're just not listening for nothing. They're not just rushing to get their cell phones at a minute before 8 a.m. every Saturday. Colonel Harrison, did Jesus rise for me? How should a person take that in the gross times that we live in?
Good morning, Dr. Capitina, and listening audience. Absolutely. The Bible says that Jesus died for all over 2,000 years ago. And most people are familiar with the infamous scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And the Bible teaches us, as we look at the various Gospels, it gives different accounts of Jesus' death. Jesus definitely died a death for mankind, because mankind had fallen due to their abomination and their transgressions against God, which is wrongdoing against God. So if one was to look at the Bible, John chapter 19, it gives the account of Jesus' death. And John chapter 20 gives the account of Jesus' subsequent resurrection from the dead. So it's written in the Holy Bible, and I just gave one of the four Gospels reference there. So Jesus, yes, is the Savior of the world. He is the only and true begotten Son of God. Yes, Jesus died for all mankind, the good, the bad, the ugly. Amen. He died for those in the Old Testament, first 39 books of the Bible, and died for those of us living in the New Testament, the last 27 books of the 66 book of the Bible. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Let me ask that question again. Did Jesus rise? You know, when a person rises, they get up. Did Jesus rise for me? I can go back to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Malachi, Zedekiah, Jehoiakim, Jeroboam. Ain't nobody on that page right now. And I'm not trying to get on that page. I'm not. I'm trying to find out, did Jesus rise for me? What makes me so important that he rose for me on that third day? We're in the end, like I just said, on the end of the Easter week. People want to get personal and upfront. Did Jesus rise for me? When he rose on that third day, and we don't have a chance to really get into that, what does that mean for me? I don't need to hear about Moses. Not right now. I don't need to hear anything else. I'm suffering. I'm sick. I'm bleeding inside. Doctor told me I got 2 days to live. I can't find my daughter. My son is in jail. Come on with it. Satan, get thee behind us. Did Jesus rise for me? I have all these issues going on. But right now, I am talking about myself. The topic today is, did Jesus rise for me? Well, let me jump in there. Let me jump in there. I'm not going to tell you he died for the whole world. You know what? You probably got somebody on Sundays telling you that every week. That's all they know, and that's as far as they're going to go. That's that. But I'm the one right now suffering. I'm suffering. I'm in spiritual pain. I'm in emotional pain. Did Jesus rise for me? I'm going to give you another chance. Did Jesus rise for me? Me. I'm talking about me right now. I couldn't do nothing. Nothing at all about the world, what the world is doing, what they wondering. They've already showed it. 12% now only want to hear about the name of Jesus. So I'm not going there. I tried that. It did not work. Got worse. And when we wake up tomorrow, might be 10% or less. So I got to get in a hurry and get up front and personal. The world is drunk, dazed, and demented. I'm not out there in that, but I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. Did Jesus rise for me? Hallelujah, praise God. Let's kind of get back into that, because people are sick, sorry, and they're worried. They're scared to walk the streets during the daylight hour. You got men telling their wives, stay in. I'll make sure the doors is locked and all of that. Yeah, that's fine. But right now, tomorrow, Sunday, the inactivity of the Christian religion, they're going to call that Easter. They're going to say he rose. Colonel Harrison, what can we tell the weak and the weary and the sad and the crying? Did Jesus rise for me? what would make that guy rise for me? I'm not talking about nobody else. Dog running down the street, he ain't included. I'm talking about me. Can you give our listeners some help with this? Did he rise for me? Because after you give an answer, I'm coming back in here, and I'm going to tell you what the scriptures say you ought to be doing since now you found out that this Jesus Christ, the one called the Christ, oh, yeah, I found out on that Blog Talk Radio show. I found out that he rose for me. Colonel, can you answer that? Did Jesus rise for me?
Yes, Jesus rose for you. It rose for me. It rose for every person, or each person, not every person, each person who have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. Jesus rose from the dead and the grave for them. For it is written, the accounts in all four books of the Bible. And so when God originally made mankind, he made mankind to and for his glory. And so one has to believe. And if you look at all the religions, just want to make this statement, all the religions of the world, you'll find that Jesus Christ is the only one that has proven, has risen from the dead and the grave over 2,000 years ago. So though people who accept, a person who accept, be specific, Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, he rose from the dead and the grave for them so that they might not perish, that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Did Jesus rise for me? Well, I'm sitting here, and I can't say that Jesus rose for me if, number one, I am not worshiping him. I can't say that. I would love to say it. It sounds good. My daddy never said that. But right now, I am concerned as an individual. Because if he rose for me, there should be something that I'm doing or have been doing to qualify that he actually rose for me. The scriptures are all the way right, and we can't get into them in 30 minutes. What this Son of God, this Son of God said, he walked through the land and he condemned those that were not doing the will of the Father. So I guess somebody would want to know, did he rise for me? The answer is no. The answer is no. And I hope the churches are not full of thoughts like that, because they still ain't going to give the people nothing. The will of God, those that do the will of God, the will of God, let's throw that on the table, doing the will of God. So now we're on to something. We can't gather 200-300 people in our churches tomorrow and put some false words up on the table and say, oh, yeah, Jesus rose for you. Oh, yeah, and he rose for me. I'm not talking about them or those. The topic is, did Jesus rise for me? What is so hard about that? Get thee behind me, Satan. There's got to be a prerequisite. And I just can't walk down the street. Oh, yeah, Jesus died for you. Oh, yeah, Jesus died for you. Oh, yeah, Jesus died for you. The scriptures say that those that want to honor God must be doing the will of God, the will. And you're not going to hear this tomorrow, because they're going to get up there tomorrow and start talking all kind of junk that has no salvation power. People have got to be taught that they must do the will of God. You must do the will of God. Those that do the will of God will remain forever. What is that forever about? We don't have time to go into eternal life and everlasting life. And that is two things there. Now, if I want a few donkeys to get up and pat me on the back, I'm fine. Say whatever. I'm fine. open the door and look out and see if they're going to be fine for long. And what is fine? Rudy said hospitals are closing up all across the nation. Hospitals. And they were just showing the pictures where some of them are. This world is gone. If you want to say or tell anybody a thing that Jesus rose for you, you, not your sister, not your brother, get off of that. We got to now come up front. Oh, I see the hands clapping. We got to come up front with people. We can't dilute nothing. Oh, yeah, all this, all that, all this. Says that all. He talked about speaking. When he said, all who? Jesus was no fool. And if we don't try to make him out of one just to be a big shot, let me tell you something. And go work. Did Jesus rise for me? Here are three ways. Colonel Harris is going to get back on the line, but I'm going to put three ways on the table. Did Jesus rise for me? He died. Bible says that. And he got up. We're not going to make him out of a fool with our conduct, our behavior. Did Jesus rise to me? Yes. If you can honor God, Jesus, who said, I and God, Jehovah, are one. He rose to you if you can honor him and his Father by your conduct. I hope y'all writing that down. By your conduct, number one. Number two, by the admonition of the way that you are living your life. Yes, yes. He can look around and say, oops, there she is. Oops, he's the one. Man didn't just die. Jehovah didn't send his son like that. Says all who will believe. So now we got to get into that. How is anybody going to believe on the name of Jesus and they ain't been taught? I'm not talking about somebody just telling you something. I mean with a book and a pen and some kind of what I would call a commentary to the Bible. No, we can't say that he rose for anybody if those are not the prerequisites. You don't need them to keep running in and out wasting your time. Certainly not wasting God's time. Did he rise for me? Three things, three ways. Mama used to say, don't take all night. Three things. All this other talk, hey, let's get with it. You see, it ain't worked. You see, all this jargon has not worked. You ought to see what the LGBT is going to be doing nationwide. Yeah, yeah, them. The others go hide somewhere and talk for an hour. And when you open your doors up, it's going to be triple hell outside. They're going to be marching half naked. Get on Reuters News, Fox News, CNN, NBC, and find that out. Can we say that Jesus rose for anybody if we can't quantify ourselves? Did Jesus rise for me? Number one, what am I doing? What am I doing? Not what I'm told to do, asked to do. You can look out on the sidewalk and tell what other faiths are doing, one in particular. You don't have to guess, because they're going to get out there. Hell or high water, shotgun aimed at them, they're gone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to prove. Bible says, prove what sort of man and woman that you are. Prove it. Don't stand up saying nothing. Prove it. Now, if you got your flock you're trying to deal with, you better get on board because you see something is not right. I just said we're down to in America, founding fathers had a Bible and a constitution. And look at how far we've gone. Ain't too many bowls of collard greens. and ate them corn pone and all that, you know who I'm talking about, because them is the one want to raise all the hell, want all the reparation money, want all this, want all that and that. We got to get real, and we don't have a lot of time. And you know why we don't have a lot of time? Just your appearance at a certain place, the world knows. He ain't playing. He is not playing. He going to tell it like it is. If you come in, fine. If you don't, get away from here. Satan, get behind me. Tell them that. Because tomorrow is going to be millions, millions, millions. Did Jesus rise for me? Going to be millions sitting around. But what are you doing? He said, go ye therefore. Colonel Harrison, finish up on that. We still have some time. What is God's principal commission and order for anyone that want to know, did Jesus rise for me? Because those that know he did, we already know what they doing. What should a person be doing if they want to know and celebrate tomorrow, eat, and then the worst creature's ever been born on Monday? I mean, what are we called to do? What were we given to do, whether we do it or not? Oh, well, this. Oh, well, they're on the crutch. Oh, well, they're on the can. Colonel Harrison, answer that, please, if you can. I know you can.
Yes, Jesus gave the Great Commission to his original disciples. That was 12 and then 11. And that commission also applies to those of us who are modern-day disciples. And that commission is found in the Gospel of Matthew, the first of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew chapter 28. And it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. That's the commission. The commission was given 2,000 years ago by Jesus personally himself, his original disciples, and passed down through the generations, through the angels of time, to present generation and future generations yet unborn. So that's the commission. Once we commit ourselves to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are to witness the goodness of Jesus to others, tell them who he is, how he can make a difference in his life, how he's made a difference in our lives, and that we, mankind, men and women and children, were created to and for God's glory. We all have that charge to keep and a God to glorify.
That sure is right, and he surely is worthy. He is worthy. Psalm 83:18, God is all so worried. But I see some hands here. You said he gave the Great Commission to the 12. Well, one of them was lopped off. Okay, I can understand that. But now here's someone saying the mother Mary was there, Mary Magdalene and some other women were there. So are we saying that the Great Commission was given to those that were standing there to hear it, that were assembled and had already been walking behind him before he was crucified? Can we say that and be safe?
I think to be safe, Doc, as it is written in the Bible, the commission was given to the 11 of the 12. Later, when Jesus crucified, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and John the disciple whom he loved, they were at the cross. They got the commission later as Jesus was crucified, suspended on the cross. They got the commission later, down through the ages, then those after them and after us and so forth and so on. We are the ones now, the torchbearers, are to carry the word and the message forward, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is called good news.
That certainly is true, and the studies show that Mary and the other women remained faithful until their perishment. So, yes, you are right. It was more than just them sitting there, and if you want to take it further, to get the tongues of the Spirit to preach in the upper room, 120 women were assembled. Now, I'm not trying to push for no woman because I know some men want to be the top dog and disrespect women. It's not going down on the Global Vision for Living Today show. We're not going there. We aren't going there. However and whenever, at that mount, women were present. And I guess we all need to do a little bit more of study there because you guys know we're not going to bring you anything that is half-cocked on the Global Vision for Living Today show. Why would we do that? Scholar, no scholar, I know the Bible, I don't know the Bible. That is of no worth right there. He said the truth shall set them free. That's what you're getting here. So I'm going to tip off of that for a moment. Did Jesus rise for me? If we are telling and teaching and preaching this to others, any other person, because some don't care. All of whiskey is sold out of the store from what I've heard. People are going to be drinking whiskey and eating all day tomorrow. But did Jesus rise for me? I'm talking about me. Say he did, I should have some evidence that he did. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of envy and hatred tomorrow because some of our women are going to be coming in there, church dressed nice. We need to get real. We need to get real. I was telling someone I had a message for some male individuals. You got to get real. You can't put certain people up ahead of the gospel because you're scared, walking scared, talking scared. Did Jesus rise for me? Right now, I'm interested in me. I'm not interested in the rest of the world because the Bible tells us that God got this world in the palm of his hand. But I got to make sure my steps are secure. I got to make sure that whoever and whatever I'm listening to, whatever I'm hearing, it's got to be harmonized with the world. I don't want man's philosophy. I already got that. I want to know me, myself. Did Jesus rise for me? And if he did, what should I be doing? What should I be doing? Because Jeremiah 10:23 says it does not belong to man to direct his own steps. So that means the steps of anybody else. So if I'm out talking and telling people, yeah, Jesus died for you. Yeah, if he died, the Bible says he rose. What should I be doing? Colonel Harrison, you want to finish this out? What should I be doing? Not what I heard. What should I be doing? If I solely believe in my soul that Jesus rose from me, because if he didn't get up, it is of nothing. It's no avail. Ain't nobody to follow. But what should a person be doing if they put on that they believe that Jesus rose for them? You want to get that for us, Colonel?
Yes, they should be living for the Lord, being a living example for Jesus, doing things that will be pleasing unto God, helping others, helping seniors, helping those who are among the least of these, witnessing for him, telling them how Jesus brought about a change in their lives and how he can bring about a change in their lives and how he can bring about a change in the world. The world is in the shape and condition that it's in because it has rejected God, Jehovah, only true and living Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. He is alive, whether a man believe it, whether a woman believe it, or whether a child believe it or not. It's not going to change the stature. It's not going to change the context of who God is. It's not going to change the complication of who God is, the fact that he does exist, that he does live, and he lives in a place called the third heaven. So God is real. Jesus is real. The holy angels are real. And the only thing that isn't real is for those who don't believe. They're the ones who are living on a falsehood in a mistaken manner, in an uninformed way. But those of us who know better know that Jesus lives.
God bless you all. Have a great, happy Easter. Have a great, happy today, Sunday. Make sure you're here for our segment of Why Did Jesus Rise for Me? Put that down. Don't call me about it. Why did Jesus rise for me next week? God bless you.